Hello?
Oh, hello, ma'am. I'm speaking with Ms. Alexandra Powell.
Yes.
Yeah, this call is recorded for the quality and training purpose, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All good, ma'am. So, this is Michael from the Medical Lawsuit Department. We are working ongoing class action lawsuit which files the case against faulty products like hair relaxer. So, before going for your application, ma'am, can you just confirm your first and last name?
Alexandra Powell.
Okay. And can you just confirm me your physical address?
20 Hotel PA 19320.
Okay, thank you. And can you just confirm me your email address?
Powell.alexandra.r@gmail.com.
Hello. Okay. And can you just confirm me your date of birth?
12/16/1991.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am, for all your information, ma'am. Can you just confirm, like, have you ever used the hair relaxer in your past?
Can you repeat that again? Sorry.
Have you ever used the hair relaxer in your past?
Yes.
Okay. For how many years you have used the hair relaxer?
About 11 years.
Okay. So when did you started using the hair relaxer?
About March of 2013.
Okay. And when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
I stopped using it last year, February of 2024.
Okay, let me know that. Give me a minute. Okay. So what was the reason of using the hair relaxer?
To straighten my hair since it's very curly, so I wanted it to be chemically straight.
So did you use it for yourself or at the salon?
At a salon I used it.
Okay. So what was the brand name of hair relaxer you was using, ma'am?
I used L'Oreal, the Dark and Lovely.
Okay, let me know that. Okay. So did you use the product for minimum of 3 years?
Yes.
Okay. So how often you have used the product?
About 5 to 6 times a year.
Okay. So do you still use the hair relaxer, ma'am?
No, I stopped when I was diagnosed with the ovarian cancer.
Oh, sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of side effect you have to face after using the hair relaxer?
I was having some, like, swelling, pain. I feel a lot of pressure in my abdomen and pelvic. And I had, like, frequent urination and trouble eating.
Okay. So what are the tests you have done for the side effects?
I did, like, a CA125 blood test. I did CAT scans, transvaginal ultrasounds, and biopsies.
Okay. So what was the result of the biopsy report?
It was positive.
Okay.
For ovarian cancer.
Okay. So was the biopsy report was showing the evidence of hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. So for which cancer you was diagnosed with, ma'am?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. Ovarian.
It was the SIRS low grade stage 1.
Okay. Okay. So when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer? Do you know the date?
Not quite, but I know it was back in February 2024. It was a week before.
Okay.
My diagnosis.
Okay. So what was your age when you got diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
I was 32.
Okay. So, have you done any HIV test, ma'am?
Can you repeat that again?
Have you done any HIV test? HIV test, ma'am.
You said a cherry test? I can't understand.
Have you done the HIV test?
Oh, yes, I did. Sorry. So, that did come back negative. I did get, that was conducted by the doctor and it came back negative.
Okay. So have you done any BRCA test?
Yes, they did BRCA 1 and 2. The test with a gap of 6 months. However, it tested negative. They were just checking for breast cancer in my cells in my body.
Okay. So what kind of treatment you have received for the ovarian cancer?
So I got chemotherapy, I got the immune therapy, I got a complete hysterectomy, surgery, and pain meds.
Okay. So do you know that how they have given you the chemotherapy?
Yeah, they injected the chemo drugs in me through an IV to kill the cancer cells. So it was like 2 cycles in 2 months.
Okay. And when you have started getting the treatment, you know the treatment dates?
It was a couple weeks after I got diagnosed.
Okay.
It was February 2024. So 4 to 5, this week it was 4 to 5 days, not a couple weeks.
Okay. So are you still suffering from the cancer, ma'am, or you are cancer-free now?
No, I still have to get my treatments every 6 months. I'm not done with treatments yet, so I'm not, and I didn't receive a cancer-free report yet. So I'm still in treatment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you know the hospital name, in which hospital you have received all the treatments?
Temple University Hospital.
Okay. And do you know the hospital address?
I think it was 3401 North Broad Street. It's Philadelphia, PA. So it should be 19140.
Okay. And do you know the doctor's name who have diagnosed you for the ovarian cancer?
Yes, it was Dr. Tanis Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H-E.
Okay. And what kind of doctor Tanis was?
She's a obstetrician and gynecologist.
Okay. And do you know the doctor's name who have treated you for the ovarian cancer?
Dr. Karen Houck, H-O-U-C-K.
Okay.
She's an oncologist.
Okay. Let me know that. Okay. So do you have any lawyer on this case? Like, have you ever signed any documents with anyone, with any attorney?
No.
So it's your first time?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a minute. Okay. So did anybody coach you or try to train you for getting this compensation amount?
No.
Okay. So how did you know about the law firm, ma'am?
I saw a TV commercial.
Okay. So where are your medical records?
I'm with my doctor.
Okay. Okay. So can you fetch the medical records from the doctor's office?
I'm actually not in town right now. So I could get them when I come back.
Okay. So ma'am, as approved this call is recording, if you got some wrong information, there will be a legal action against you or fine penalty against you. So are you okay for it?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a minute, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, for all your information, ma'am. Can you just reconfirm your first and last name again?
Alexandra Powell.
Okay, thank you. And your physical address?
208 Catherine Lane, Coatesville, PA, 19320.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. And can you just confirm your email address?
Powell.alexandra.rsmroger@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, can you just confirm me your date of birth?
12/16/1991.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am. Give me a minute. Okay, thank you. So you will be getting your further call, ma'am. Thank you so much for all your information. So just be available to take your further call. Don't miss any call, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.